Nolte, the coronavirus will continue to infect people as country opens up. By John Nolte on April 17, 2020. As we open up the country, the coronavirus virus will continue to infect Americans, a lot of Americans. It's crucially important we all keep that in mind. Because the liars in the media, who have already lied about North Dakota, intend to hype every new infection and death in a reopened area as a murder committed by Donald Trump. You see, there are two things the media do not want you to know. The first is that without a vaccine, and unless we are willing to quarantine for the 12 to 18 months it will take to create a vaccine, perhaps a vast majority of us will eventually be exposed to the Chinese virus. How sick we get will depend on factors like age and personal health. The lucky among us will get the sniffles or not even know we've been infected. The unlucky will die, and as I'm about to explain, those deaths will be no one's fault. Without a vaccine or a national lockdown for 12 to 18 months, without being perfect about social distancing and hand washing for 12 to 18 months, we can't stop an infectious disease from infecting us. That's why experts like Dr. Deborah Birx and Dr. Anthony Fauci talk about slowing the spread and bending the curve. Without a vaccine, we can't stop the spread, we can't break the curve. All we can do is ensure that everyone's life who can be saved with proper medical care is indeed saved with proper medical care. And the way we do that is to ensure our healthcare system does not crash by slowing the spread and bending the curve by way of mitigation and lockdowns. The good news so far, the very good news, is that despite some stresses, especially in New York where local officials and the governor acted way too late, our system did not break, which is a huge victory for all involved. Every death is tragic. But what is intolerable and unacceptable is a death caused by a lack of proper medical care, by something like the lack of a ventilator. What's intolerable is losing someone who could have otherwise been saved had our system not been unprepared and subsequently overwhelmed, had medical centers not been forced into a triage situation. Thankfully, that hasn't happened and hopefully will not. So far, every life that could be saved was saved, and in a pandemic like this, that's the best outcome you can ask for from our politicians and healthcare professionals. This also means that no one, not Trump, not Cuomo, can be blamed for the lives that have been lost. China might be a different story, but that's for another time. The second thing the media do not want you to know is that there is no perfect way to reopen America without a vaccine. The media want you to believe there's some magical method to reopen our country in a way that not one more person gets sick or dies. Even more, the media want you to believe that were it not for the orange bad man, America would indeed find that magical way to reopen. This is total bullshit. This is part of the media's propaganda campaign against Trump, where they relentlessly trash the credible and effective job he has done against an impossible standard of perfection. For example, Joe Biden, the media, and Democrats would have allowed travelers from epidemic areas, hundreds of thousands of them, to seed into our country for at least 6 weeks after Trump closed our borders. But because our media is a pile of shit, they don't compare Trump to his likely 2020 competitor or even themselves. Instead, they compare him to the impossible standard of magic and perfection. Unfortunately, perfection is not achievable, magic doesn't exist. So while the media are screaming orange man murderer, in the coming months, you need to keep the unfortunate truth of our situation in mind. People are still going to be infected. People are still going to die. But you also need to keep this in mind, unless our health system crashes, that is no one's fault. Additionally, Trump and Fauci and Birx would serve the country, and themselves, better if they would stress this regrettable but unavoidable fact, if they would prepare us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.